It's time to navigate through life's kindness, common sense, and a little help from your friends. It's time for Talkin' Shit, the unsolicited podcast with host Jessica Lee Levin, author, speaker, entrepreneur, and purveyor of kindness.
Hi, everyone. It's Jessica. You probably already know that since you know me. I'm here kind of revealing my secret project, which is Talkin' Shit, the unsolicited podcast. And this is something that has been a long time in the making. And it is the follow-up to my book, Everyone Has Shit, Unsolicited Advice for Being Human. And this is episode one. So I'm going live here on Facebook, but then this will actually be turned into a real podcast, which will be available on iTunes and all of the other podcast sites. But I wanted to put it out here on Facebook first, because this just seemed the most appropriate. And I also thought it might make sense to record the first episode with just me and kind of explaining what this podcast is about and really setting the stage for what we're going to talk about. I know it might get boring just hearing from me, but bear with me, stay with me for just a few minutes, and I'll share some stories with you. The reason that I'm doing this podcast is that when I was writing the book, actually when I finished the book, I realized that there were so many other things, other topics that I didn't get to include in it. And as I really started talking to people about the conversations that I was having, I realized that there was so much more to put in it. So many more stories about humanity, so many more stories of people who have shit, right? Because everyone has shit. And I realized that a podcast really lends itself to continuing the conversation and letting people share and really helping people understand that everybody's going through something. And then the other thing that really pushed me to do it right now was just so much of the negativity that we're seeing right now, especially on Facebook, and people just not being nice to one another. And part of my mission in life is just to help others see the humanity in each other and teach people to just be a little bit kinder. I mean, I'm learning this myself every day. I certainly don't pretend to be perfect. And I learn every time I talk to somebody else, just a different perspective. And that's what I'm hoping to do through this podcast. And yes, this is episode one, but I've actually already recorded probably about 8 weeks worth of shows. And I have been speaking to really, really interesting people, authors and speakers, and just everyday people who have stories to tell, stories about humanity, stories about diversity and shit, hard times, good times, people with lots and lots of energy, and people who bring a positive spin to life, or people who have learned how to deal with something difficult. And that's really what this is all about. And I'm just really excited. The conversations that I've had so far have been fantastic. Great interviews, really great conversations. And I hope that listening to it will just help everybody feel a little bit more connected and realize that they're not alone. So, to kick this off, what I thought might be interesting was to do a little interview with me. And so what I did is, some of you who are friends with me on Facebook helped me out with this. I think this was last week. I went out and I said, what questions would you like to ask me? You can ask me anything. And I got some really, really interesting questions that came through. And so I'm going to answer some of the questions right now. And I'm not going to answer everything today because there were quite a few. So I'm thinking that I'll start to answer them throughout the course of the podcast. But I am going to answer a few today, and then we'll go from there. So the first question that I'm going to answer was, "What if you could pick any color to melt into, what color would that be?" And that was from Jesse Lazoff. Oh, that one is very easy. Glitter. That's my final answer. That's an easy one. Okay, so my friend Dana did ask, how do you motivate people to embrace change? Right? And I'm guessing that this is, you know, when people are resistant to change, right? And I thought this, I looked at this, I was like, oh, this is a really hard question. And the answer is, it's hard. And people don't like change. Naturally, we're resistant to change. And one of the things that I think people make a mistake in doing in trying to make change happen is that they force it upon people. And when you force things on people, they resist, right? That's our natural biological reaction, is to resist. And I've learned this over time by, you know, trying to force people into doing whatever, that generally that doesn't work. And sometimes you have to just suggest things. So, you know, and I maybe you've seen some examples that I've done where I share information and I let people make their own decisions, right? You present the facts, you give them a lot of information, and then hopefully they make the right decisions, right? And you present them with positive facts. And we could argue all day that people will say, well, you know, people see facts and they still don't believe them. And yes, this is absolutely true. And this, you know, in some environments, this is not going to happen. But, you know, let's say this isn't a work environment, for example. Demonstrating how one factor can bring about a positive change, and just introducing the information without saying, this is the change we're making, right? Without saying, well, if we did this, this is what could happen. I don't know. That's my answer. And if anybody has read the book or has heard me speak, right, this is unsolicited advice. I don't have all the answers. All I try to do is share a perspective from my own experiences and from other people's. And, you know, we're all in this together. So my friend Andrew Gallagher asked a question about how has working for myself changed from what I expected it to be. Well, I've been working for myself for almost a decade now. And the truth is that I really had no expectations. I had no idea what it was going to be like. So I don't know. It didn't really vary. It's been great. It's not easy. If anybody says it's easy, they're totally lying to you. I think entrepreneurship is one of those things that, you know, it's for some people. It's not for everyone. And this is something that I've learned recently. And this is really important. And I've had some conversations with a handful of entrepreneur friends who have gone back into employment. In fact, I interview one in one of these episodes. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're a business owner, and you go back to a job, that doesn't mean you failed. And if you have a job and you become an entrepreneur, that doesn't necessarily mean success. And sometimes things are good for you at one point in your life and they're not at a different time. And that's probably one of the biggest lessons that I've learned recently. And that took almost a decade to learn. So let's see, what else do we have here? What keeps me motivated? Honestly, there are some days when it's hard. And probably the biggest thing is needing to pay my mortgage. I mean, that sometimes is the truth, that sometimes it's hard, right? And the motivation is you got to do it because you got to pay the bills. But then at other times, it's really just the support from the people around me. And building a support system is so, so, so important. Okay, so my friend Katie asked, what's the toughest lesson that I've learned, whether it's in life or in business? And I'm going to actually answer this from a business perspective because there are a lot of lessons. And it sort of applies to life. And I like to do business with my friends. I like to do business with people who I like. One of my rules is that I only do business with nice people. And more, that's become the case. Like, if I don't like you, if you're not nice, we're not going to work together. But that said, you have to have really solid contracts. And I have made this mistake one too many times where it wasn't clear, it was vague. Oh, sure, it was a handshake agreement. Something goes wrong. The specs aren't clear. The scope of work isn't clear. Something goes wrong. And that is a very hard lesson to learn, and sometimes it can be very, very expensive. So out of all the lessons I've learned, it's more than getting it in writing. It is getting it crystal clear in writing what the expectations are. And then that just eliminates a lot of the guessing, and it just makes things easier going forward. And really, you know, setting expectations up front is important. And setting expectations in a lot of things, I think, is important, you know, in life and in business. Okay, one last question. This one is from Kristen Kitchens, and I think this is a really, really good question. She said, you know, what is the most important thing, or at least from my perspective, is it the experience I've gained, or is it the connections, the people that I've connected to? I thought about this one before I answered it, and I'm going with the connections of the people. And there was a conversation this morning about ageism, and, you know, are you discriminated against because you're too young or too old, and, you know, experience matters, and the truth is that we're in a world now where people have new careers, right, and they're starting careers in their 50s or even in their 60s where, you know, they've gone through one career, and they've decided to do something totally different, and might have zero experience in that particular field. Now, they might have life experience, which is invaluable, but technical or very specific experience, you know, that comes and goes, and you can learn that. Let's say, for example, I decided to be a circus clown. I don't know, I've never been a circus clown before, but it sounds like fun. What would I do? Well, the first thing I would do, probably go into LinkedIn or go into Facebook and say, who do I know that has worked in the circus before? And you reach out there, and then I would talk to those people, and I would ask them about their experiences, right? And those might be connections that I've made over the last 20 years of my career. And those, you can't just come up with those any day of the week. Those do take time to develop. And, you know, experience does take time, but it's a lot easier to get, I think, than those relationships. And, you know, I value those significantly. But I thought that was a really good question. I really had to think about it because, you know, experience teaches you things like Katie's question about, you know, contracts and, you know, you make mistakes and you learn from them. But the relationships with the people, those are where you really, you know, you get to the next level and you get places based on who you know and who's willing to help you and who you've helped along the way and who you've been nice to and who you've been kind to. And you know, that's kind of how I've lived my life. And, you know, coming full circle to this conversation, that's kind of what I'm hoping to achieve here. So, like I said, this is going to be turned officially into episode one of Talkin' Shit, the Unsolicited Podcast, which we're going to get this all edited up pretty. It's going to go on to iTunes and all the other podcast sites. And then each week I'm going to be releasing another episode. I said I have about 8 weeks recorded. Going to be releasing the schedule, so you'll know who's coming up over those 8 weeks. I haven't totally decided on the order, but I just have so many good ones that I think everybody will be really excited to learn from all of my guests. So I appreciate everybody taking the time to listen today, and I hope that you enjoy the podcast. If you haven't read the book, Everyone Has Shit, Unsolicited Advice for Being Human, it is available on Amazon, and I hope everyone reads it.
Thanks for listening to Talkin' Shit, the Unsolicited Podcast. Remember, everyone has shit. Be a good human.